奉主耶稣圣名，继续来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the scripture.
今天下午呢，我们继续来查考做新造的人。
So this afternoon, we'll continue the topic on being a new creation.
我们从在基督里得自由这个角度来看，什么是新造的人。
So we'll look at a new creation from the perspective of freedom in Christ.
我们今天早上提到加太书第一章的第四节。
So this morning we mentioned Galatians chapter 1 verse 4.
基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
Verse 4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
这一句话其实就把主的救恩做个简要的说明。
So this is a brief summary of the salvation of Christ.
主耶稣基督他是在神的救恩计划里面来到人间的。
Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth for the salvation plan of God.
在主还没有来以前，神先颁布律法。
And before Christ came, God established the laws.
让人先了解神的标准是在哪里。
And so man can understand the standard of God.
因为律法要让人知道神事实上不是那个没有秩序的神。
The laws will allow men to understand that God is not one that is not without structure.
神在他的创造里面，包括他的救赎，都是有计划的。
His creation and his salvation plan all was planned.
他用律法先让人知道一个方向，一个准则。
So this law allows men to have a direction.
然后在时候满足的时候，基督就被女子生下来。
And when the time has fulfilled, Christ is born of a virgin.
然后主耶稣基督就照着天父的旨意在世上过他每一天的日子。
And Christ Jesus lived according to the will of the Father every day.
所以主的形象就是他是真的是完全顺服天父旨意的。
So the image of Christ is that he is 100% submit himself to God.
他是为我们的罪献上他自己的。
And he offered himself for our sins.
那所以主耶稣基督他舍己，其实就给人间留下一个完美的形象。
So Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice gives a beautiful image for us.
那这个形象就说明了什么叫做爱。
And this leads us the image of what is love.
圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible says God is love.
但是神是灵又看不见。
But God is also spirit and cannot be seen.
爱这个东西又是很抽象的。
And love is very abstract.
有时候是一种感觉。
And sometimes it's a feeling.
但是要怎么把它具体化？怎么具体化呢
？But how do we
变成 substance， 让它可以看得，让它可以感觉得到
？How can we make it tangible？
那这个就是基督被钉十字架这个事情。
And this is Christ dying on the cross.
就是主耶稣为我们的罪舍己。
So Christ was willing to die for our sins.
所以是我们的罪，不是他自己，他自己没有罪。
And he himself was sinless, but for our sins.
所以他现在主耶稣他献上他的生命，要让我们这个罪人本来应该死的，重新得生命。
So Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins that once we would die, but now we can have life.
他说要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
And to allow us to depart from this sinful society.
所以主的一生教导我们什么叫做爱。
So the Lord's life teaches us what is love.
他的爱，他这个舍己的这个过程，像看起来好像是很软弱，被人家是很羞辱的一个方式。
And his sacrifice seems like a shame to the eyes of men.
可是却是最刚强的。
But this is the strongest love.
所以主耶稣他走各个他的路，他被钉十字架整个过程。他真的非常的刚强，很勇敢。
So the path of Golgotha and all the way to his crucifixion, he was indeed brave.
为了要完成天父的旨意，他非常的坚定，一点也没有疑惑。
And he did not stray away from the will of the Father.
最后是为了我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
And it was for our sins he was nailed to the cross.
这个主耶稣被钉十字架这个图像呢，要常常活化在我们的眼前。
So it's important to live out this image in our minds often.
要常常去想被钉十字架这个过程。基本上有时候想的很可怕的。
To reflect on how difficult it is to be nailed and crucified on the cross.
有时候我们没有仔细去思想觉得这事情很简单，好像没有什么了不起。
And if we don't ponder upon it, we may think that it is something very easy.
但是你想到这个耶稣被钉十字架的时候，真的是在众人眼前被剥光衣服，被鞭打。
But But he was shamed in front of all people, and he was beat in front of everybody.
被用钉子把他这个手脚把他穿过去钉在木头上。
And nails went through his hands and feet to onto the cross.
然后把他立起来。
And to lift him up.
全身的整个重量就是由这三个钉子把他撑住。
And all the weight of his body was held by these three nails.
真的是讲整个人的身体全部都散开一样那种感觉。
And it's like in that you completely break down your body.
这就是主耶稣基督他怜悯我们是罪人。
This is the mercy that Christ has for us too, and He was willing to give up Himself for our sins.
主耶稣说他要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
And so Jesus wants to save us from this sinful
generation.
他本来是也是会痛，他会累的，他是有肉体，跟我们一样的。 Lord Jesus Christ carried flesh, and He was weary and He was weak.
但是就是因为他怜悯我们的心肠。
But He had compassion on us.
因为 只有他有资格来救我们人,
because only He has the right to save us.
所以他勇敢地把自己献上当作挽回祭,
and so He gave Himself as an offering.
让我们可以脱离罪恶的世代,
so we can depart from this sinful generation.
所以主耶稣哦, 他其实, 他的形象就是, 他真的是很圣洁很完全的。
So the image is that of Christ is that He is indeed holy,
充满怜悯心的,
and full of compassion.
他现在要救我们脱离罪恶时代,
and He wants to deliver us out of the sinful generation.
这个罪其实就是一个束缚，罪就是一种束缚，就是一个bondage.
So sin is like a bondage.
我们人在罪里面真的是被捆绑，没有不会有自由的。
So living in sin, we do not have freedom.
我们人在罪里面出生,
and so we are born into sin.
所以 我们会发现，我们从小到大会发现，其实我们很渴望自由。
So we often, when we're growing up, we desire freedom.
但是有时候我们想要的自由却不是真自由。
But the freedom that we often pursue is not true freedom.
我们这个世界上所强调的自由，基本上最后会变成一种束缚。
And the freedom that we pursue in this world often leads to bondage.
因为我们没有力量去克服我们人的罪。
Because we do not have the strength to overcome our own sinful desires.
人可以很有力气很大，可以去，你看，徒手就可以撕裂狮子。
And so we may have physical strength and tear apart a lion.
就像参孙一样。
It's like Samson.
但是他却没有那个力量去克制自己的那个欲望。
But he was not able to overcome his lustful desires.
可以对付狮子，但是没有办法对付一个女人。
He was able to overcome a lion, but not a woman.
哦，这个就是参孙的例子。
And this is the example of Samson.
那这个就是在罪里面，人事实上是被捆绑，没有自由，没有力气。
And it's likened to man and living in sin, being bonded by sin.
现在主耶稣要来救我们脱离这个时代。
And Lord Jesus Christ wants to deliver us out of this sinful generation.
所以耶稣基督他要让我们重生。
So Lord Jesus Christ allows us to be reborn.
所以我们 下午要从主耶稣他让我们得真自由这个角度来看，怎么成为真的新造的人。
And so from this perspective of freedom in Christ, we want to look at how do we become a new creation.
我们第五章，加太书第五章的第六章，对不起，十五节。
So let us look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 15.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要，要紧的是要做新造的人。
Verse 15, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails nothing but a new creation.
这个新造人其实就是自由的人。
So this new creation is freedom.
不再活在罪恶当中的人。
No longer they, we can live in the bondage of sin.
这是主耶稣赏赐给我们最大的恩典，是没有任何人可以给我们的。
And this is the biggest blessings that our Lord has given to us that no other can give us.
那现在主耶稣他 蒙他召我们，其实就是要让我们得到这个自由。
And so the Lord calls us today is for us to receive this blessing.
我们现在请看五章的第十三节。
Let us look at chapter 5, verse 13.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由。
13, for you brethren have been called to liberty.
你看，主耶稣基督召我们是要让我们得自由的。
So from here we see that Lord Jesus calls us to give us liberty.
这是什么自由?
So what kind of liberty or freedom is this?
五章第一节说,
Let us look at chapter 5 verse 1.
基督释放我们，要叫我们得以自由。
Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free.
他说要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
所以 有没有看到这里主选召我们，其实就是要这个所谓的救恩，就是把我们从这个黑暗罪恶的时代里面叫出来的。
And so Lord Jesus called us so he can call us out of the darkness of sin.
叫出来是要跟这个罪恶有分别。
So he can call us out and be separated from sin.
以前在黑暗当中的。
And once we were in darkness.
叫出来就在光明里了。
And called us into light.
所以救恩就是在灵里面的迁移。
And so calling is a spiritual immigration.
从黑暗的国度进入光明的国度。
So you're immigrating from the darkness into light.
本来在恶者魔鬼的权势底下的。
And once you were in the dominion of Satan.
然后现在被迁到爱子的国度里面顺服基督了。
And now you're carried into the love of Christ where you can submit to him.
所以在魔鬼的掌控底下人是没有自由的，人是受苦的。
And so under the dominion of Satan, man do not have freedom.
你看约翰一书第五章啊。
Let us turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章啊。
1 John chapter 5.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
Verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
你看本来在这个世界里面的人是在魔鬼的控制下的。
The people of the world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
我们现在是属神的。
And now we are of God.
就是被主耶稣基督从这些人当中叫出来的。
And so we are the people that are called out of the darkness.
那叫出来之后，我们就不再被魔鬼控制了。
And so once we are called, we are no longer under Satan.
我们现在是进入耶稣基督爱子的国度里。
Now we're under the kingdom of love of Jesus Christ.
那现在进入这个国度。也不是说那我想要做什么就做什么了。
But once we are called into this God's kingdom, it doesn't mean that we can do whatever we please.
不是的，我们是会一直看着耶稣基督，去听耶稣的话。
We have to set our eyes on Jesus and listen to his words.
我们现在握在恶者手下是完全没有力量的，甚至是他想要怎样凌辱人，人对魔鬼没有完全没辙。
If we are under Satan, then he can oppress us any way he would like.
他要让你好，你就捡到；他就要你不好，你也没话讲。
And if he wants you to be fortunate, then you will be fortunate, and if not, then you will be unfortunate.
所以这个全世界握在恶者手下，其实就像今天，如果是在黑帮里面的人，有一个大哥，黑道大哥在控制你的时候。
And so it's like if you're in a mafia and the mafia lord is controlling you.
他要你做什么，你做什么，你完全没有办法说不。
And whatever the mafia lord wants you to do, you have to follow.
你就是要服务他
and you have to
做奴隶让他高兴
and do what he pleases.、
啊、他如果给你 一点好处你就感谢得不得了
and if he gives you some benefits then you'll be very thankful、
啊、你想要离开门都没有
but if you want to leave the gang or the mafia then、哦、there's no option
要离开就是死
because if you leave then you will die、
哦、一点也不会可怜你说哇还有家里还有什么人要养啊好可怜哦
And they will not have pity if you have a family that you have to raise.
这个叫做在恶者手下。
And this is what it means to be under the sway of the wicked one. 但是
主把我们救出来之后
But the Lord has called us out.
他让我们得自由
And allowed us to have freedom.
那得自由就是在这个真理的光照底下的。
And this liberty means is to be under the light of God. 我们现
在进入主耶稣基督恩典当中
And to enter to the grace of God.
那在这个恩典里面
And within this grace of God.
是有自由的
There will be freedom.
但是就是在神的这个法则底下
But it will be under the laws of God
因为这个自由才是真正的自由
Because this type of freedom under the law is the true freedom
真正的自由不会是那种为所欲为的
And the true freedom does not allow you to do whatever you want to do
因为这个最后会变成没有自由
Because this at the end will lead you to bondage
所以圣经里面其实对这个自由的概念是很广阔的
And so the definition of freedom in the Bible is very vast.
在罗马书里面呢
，So in the book of Romans，
或者在哥林多前书里面
，Or in the book of First Corinthians，
他有提到这个自由，因为当时候有奴隶制度的。
And it brings up the term of freedom because there was some slavery at that time.
所以圣经里面是有一种情况是那个本来是做奴仆的，现在可以自由被释放，可以做自己的主人。
So there's a situation in the Bible where once someone was a slave and now they become a free person. They have a free will.
比如说像哥林多前书第七章
For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章二十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 21.
你是做奴隶蒙召的吗？啊，不要因此忧虑。若能以自由，那求自由更好了。
21. Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can be made free, rather use it.
22节说，因为做奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人；做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。
22. For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freed man. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave.
第23节说，你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆了。
23. You are bought at a price, do not become the slaves of men.
24节，弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，能要在神面前守住这身份。
24. Brethren, let each one remain with God in the state in which he was called.
你看他这里就提到说，当时候有一些做奴隶的人，他们现在被主的福音来到以后，他们就有机会成为自由身了。
So there's people that were once slaves, or once the gospel had reached them, they were able to be Lord's free men.
但是如果是本来自由的，不是奴隶啊。
But once you were freed,
现在接下来要成为基督的奴仆。
Then now after hearing the gospel, you become Christ's slave.
所以我们是在为谁服务，就是谁的奴仆嘛。
So whoever is serving, they will become their slave.
那以前是在黑暗当中，这个被魔鬼控制服侍罪恶的。
And so once you were under Satan, so you were serving sin.
现在在爱子的国度里面是服侍神的。
Now you're in the kingdom of God, so you're serving the Lord.
但是这个转变是很明显的。
But this change is very obvious.
那这个转变是重价买的，是耶稣基督为我们舍己献上生命之后才有的结果。
But this change is bought at a price through the Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice.
哦，这个就是圣经里面他讲这个自由的概念的一种。
So this is the first type of freedom mentioned in the Bible.
我们本来可能是真的在肉身上，当时候那个做奴仆人真的是完全没有所谓人权的嘛。
And so if we were once physically slaves, then we do not have any freedom.
但是在基督里面就身份就不同了。
But in Christ, our status changes.
在神面前成为神的儿子。
Because when we come before God, we are His children.
在基督里面，不管做主人的、做奴仆的，都是同为弟兄姐妹的。
Because we become brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter if you're a slave or a master.
可是，在人间的这个社会里面，还是要持守住应该要有的规矩。
But in man's society, we still need to respect what is going on.
所以，如果信主而不能够得自由，他说你也要记住自己的身份。
And even if you are unable to gain physical freedom, you still need to remember your status.
就是当时候奴隶来信耶稣了，但是主人还是不信啊。
But because some slaves come to believe in Christ, but their master has not.
所以这个时候，这个做仆人还是要知道自己的身份，还是仆人，那该做的事还是要做。
So the slave still must understand that he is still a physical slave. His status is the same.
好，所以个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？他说在神面前还是要守住。
And so whatever status you hold when you come to believe in Christ, you still must keep it.
那这个其实也就是顺服的精神。
And this is a mentality of submission.
顺服神的旨意。
And you submit to the will of Christ.
好，所以这个就是第一种。那第二种呢？
So the second type of freedom.
我们有时候人被自己的情欲控制的时候，其实也是很痛苦。
So if we are controlled by our desires, then sometimes it brings us difficulty.
有些人染上不好的习惯，他就没有办法控制了。
And some people develop bad habits and they're unable to control themselves.
所以罗马书的第六章啊。
So in Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
In Romans chapter 6.
第十二节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 12.
罗马书六章十二节，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in its lusts.
这个叫做我们人可能会成为自己私欲的奴仆。
So sometimes here it describes that sometimes we become the slave of our lust.
第十六节说
，Verse 16,
他说：岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就是做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
16。Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness?
那所以这里就是说，我们献给自己做去服务谁，就是变成谁的奴仆。
So whatever we present ourselves to, we become the slave of that person.
我们现在要把自己献给义，献给神来做神的奴仆。
And now we must submit ourselves to righteousness, to God, so we can be God's slaves.
所以新造的人就是我们服侍的对象已经改变了。
So when we become a new creation, the direction in whom we present ourselves to is different.
在过去还没有基督救赎以前，我们可能就是真的是在黑暗当中为这个罪服务的。
And before Christ's salvation came to us, then we were once slaves that served sin.
满足我们自己的私欲的。
And we fulfill our own desires.
虽然有时候也是有一点满足。
And although there are times when we feel satisfied.
这个叫罪中之乐。
This is
这个 pleasure in
pleasures in sin.
那这个这种快乐实际上是短暂的。
And this type of satisfaction is only temporary.
它这种快乐最后会带来更大的悲伤痛苦。
And because this type of satisfaction will end up bringing you even more sorrow.
但是我们今天被基督释放以后
，But once we are freed in Christ today,
我们就不再做罪的奴仆。
We are no longer the slaves of sin.
不再是满足自己的私欲。
We are no longer fulfilling our own desires.
而是去满足天父的旨意。
But it's to fulfill the desires of God.
是为义来做工的。
And so we present ourselves to righteousness.
那这个时候就是真正的啊。灵里面的快乐了。
And this time, this is the spiritual joy that we will receive.
所以不再是享受最终的之乐，而是以神为乐。
No longer do we have pleasures in sin, but in pleasures with God.
所以在基督里面，他希望我们强调，就是在这个信仰里面得到真正的自由。
And so this is the emphasis of freedom when we can receive liberty in Christ.
我们从奴仆的身份变成儿子的身份了。
From the status of a slave to a son.
所以看回来加太书第五章哈。
And if we turn back to Galatians chapter 5.
他说现在我们要站立得稳，不要再做奴仆被辖制了。
So we must stand firm and no longer be under the dominion of sin.
这个奴仆那个这个被奴仆的恶辖制，这个恶就是好像一个权势在给你。框住这样。
So sin can be like a force that is oppressing you, pressing you down.
被这个恶辖制，你就不能够，就真的没有办法去做你想做的这事了。
Once you're under oppression of by sin, you are unable to do what you will to do.
我们今天如果从加太书第五章以后所看的道理啊
，If you look at the message in Galatians chapter 5,
我们就会看到保罗他用实际的生活来证明。因信被称义的人应该有的生活。
And he describes that what a life of a person that's justified should carry, how he should carry his life.
这个叫做在自由里面的新生活。
And this is the new life in liberty.
但是不是放纵情欲的自由哦。
And it is not the freedom in which you can indulge yourself in your lust.
是在为义做服事的。过圣洁生活里面的自由。
But it's when you're serving righteousness and in holiness, then you can live a life of liberty.
所以加太书是其实也就是我们论到主基督徒的自由的书。
And so this Galatians is also a book in which we can and read on liberty.
因为保罗哈，他在写信的时候，他通常有一个那个模式的哈。
So usually when Paul writes his letters, he will have a structure.
他通常都会先把道理讲清楚。
He will mention his theme very clearly.
所以他说是先讲真理。
He will talk about the truth.
真理讲完之后，他接下去一定会讲到有关于生活方面的教导。
And once he talks about the truth, he will give life applications.
你看，就像在罗马书也是这样。
And it's the same with the book of Romans.
一到十一章，他就会讲理论。
And chapter 1 to 11 talks about the theory.
第十二章开始都讲生活。
And onward it talks about the life application.
从教会生活到家庭生活到社会生活。
And starting from your church life to your work life to your personal life.
到最后在我们跟人相处应该怎么样表现。
And also how you should deal with your relationships.
每一个层面都讲得很清楚。
And he talks about every aspect very clearly.
所以他告诉我们应该怎么过日子。
So he tells us how we should live our lives.
你看以弗所书也是这样。
And this is the same in the book of Ephesians.
第一章到你看到第三章
，from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
他又讲理论，讲教有关于教会的道理。
And talks about the doctrine of the church.
然后从第四章开始就讲生活的。
And chapter 4 to 6 talks about the practical life.
哥罗西书也是这样。
And this is the same in the book of Colossians.
现在在加太书更是这样子的。
And it is even more so in the book of Galatians.
所以他现在要让我们的生活有一个标准，有一个方向的时候。
So when he was trying to give us our lives, a direction, our goal,
他都要先 建立 我们 这个 真理的 根据。
And he wants to make sure that we have the foundation of the truth.
那这样子 我们的 生活 就 真的是 有 目标 有 方法的。
Then our lives will have a direction and a purpose.
我们不会在这个生活当中迷失 被迷惑的。
We will not be swayed or deceived in our life.
今天如果我们不明白 真理 然后就说应该怎么什么什么生活 有时候 我们自己的走错都不知道了。
Today, if we do not have our set goal, then we do not. Sometimes we lose ourselves.
哦，所以真理是很重要的。
So the truth is very important.
很多人都知道说你对啊，你信耶稣要爱心啊。
So many people know that, oh, as a Christian, you must have love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
但是这个爱是要有真理做基础的。
And, but the love must have the foundation of truth.
不可以乱爱的。
You cannot just
那不可以随便拿。 你知道那些行异端的人，那传异端的人，他怎么，他对他很严厉，一点也不客气的。You
must know your new limits of love, especially those who spread heresy.
然后在罪里面生活的人
，and those who live in sin.
我们对他的行为一定要厌恶的。
We must be very strict.
那这个人要可怜他。
And some people that we need to be have pity towards.
但是要小心。
But we must be careful.
所以 这个真理一定要先搞清楚。
So we must be clear and clear of the truth.
所以会爱神所爱的。
So we can love those who God loves.
会厌恶那个神所厌恶的。
We can abhor those that God abhors.
那这个爱才是有根基的。
And then this is this love has foundation.
也才能真的产生造就人的。
Then this love can be edifying.
所以今天你看我们在读圣经的时候。
So today when we read the Bible.
你就会看到说其实神哦，他知道我们。 在这个世上会遇到挑战。
So God knows the difficulties that we may encounter.
他让我们的这个信仰很稳，所以他就把真理让我们明白得很清楚。
So He lays down the foundation of the truth, so our faith can be stable.
接下来我们就依照他所讲的方式来过日子。
Then we can go and look into the life applications on how we should live our lives.
现在这个自由。 我们先看完罗马书第五章。
So let us turn back to the freedom and mention in Galatians.
首先要了解这个自由其实是恩典。
So this freedom, this liberty is a grace.
你看很多人很渴望自由了。
So many people desire a liberty or freedom.
为了自由，人家说没有自由无宁死，没有自由干脆死掉算了。
So some people say, give me liberty or give me death.
就是没有自由就觉得活得没意思了。
Because without liberty, then they feel that their lives are pointless.
但是你看，那个自由有时候最后人也是像奴隶一样啊。But
many times this type of freedom that we do seek after,
真正的自由其实 真正的自由其实在基督里面有能力去对一些罪恶的事情说不的。
The only freedom is that in Christ we can overcome our desires.
主的自由是要 给我们力量,
and this freedom in Christ will empower us,
要给我们方向,
and give us a direction.
哦，他让我们可以真的顺服天父旨意,
and give us the will to submit to God's instructions.
那所以我们现在看第五章哈,
let us look at Galatians chapter 5.
第五章我们现在看第七节,
Galatians chapter 5 verse 7.
你们向来跑得好, 有谁拦阻你们, 叫你们不顺从真理呢?
Chapter verse 7, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?
所以基督里面得到自由，其实就是因为我们有力量可以顺服真理。
We are able to receive freedom in Christ, so we can obey the truth.
他们本来就是加泰那时候信徒，他们本来是行得好好的啊。
So the Galatians once they were living appropriately.
就是说他们。 得到这个主的恩典，他们很喜乐啊。
And they're very joyful upon receiving the grace of God.
他们做的也是很简单, 就是神的道理其实并不难守。
And they were
神给他们道理其实不会很困难的。
And the instruction that God had provided them was not difficult.
你看我们今天说我们照着圣经的道理来生活会很困难吗?
And so do we find it difficult to live out the teachings of the Bible?
一点也不会困难的。
It is not difficult at all.
看我们要不要而已。
Depends whether or not we desire to.
因为当我们愿意要去遵行的时候，
Because when we are willing to follow，
其实神他还会加添给我们力量的。
Then God will give us even more strength.
因为这条路是他为我们铺好的。
Because this road is paid for us by God.
那 他要跟我们一起同行的。
And he will walk with us.
他带我们走这条路，他一定要，因为是给我们力量走过去。
And if he wants us to walk on this path, then he will walk with us and give us strength to continue
on it. 所以，其实自由就是我们可以顺服真理。
And this is freedom is for us if we can obey the truth.
那这个顺服真理，就是说，我们一定会舍弃自己的意见。
So obeying the truth is that we can give up our own opinions.
所以有时候我们自己成为自己的。的奴隶啊、
so sometimes we become the slaves of ourselves.
被我们一个观念卡住以后，我们就什么事情都做不顺了。
Once we are stuck with our thinking, we can accomplish nothing.
我们就没有办法真的顺服真理。
And we cannot obey the truth.
明明道理叫我要这样做。
Even though the instruction of the Bible tells us to do it.
有时候我们就会体贴肉体说：“我不要。”
But we can succumb to our own flesh desires.
我们想说：“啊，不要也没关系。”
And we may compromise.
其实这个时候表示我们没有力量了。
And this is the time when we do not have
strength. 我们其实又被自己的这个。情义绑住。
We are in bondage of our own desire, from our own desires.
所以自由就是能够有力量顺服真理。
So freedom is the strength to obey the truth.
那这个时候呢？你看，我们会看到这个力量从哪里来的
？So at this time, where does this the strength to obey the truth comes from?
力量其实是相信耶稣基督。
So the strength is to believe in Jesus Christ.
我们抓住主的应许。
And to hold and grasp onto this promise.
保罗他就告诉我们这个秘诀。
So Paul tells us his secret.
你看那个力量哈、哦，我们现在看腓立比书第三章。
So if we look in Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
啊，腓立比书的，我们看第四章，看第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四章的第十二节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 12.
我知道怎么主配件，知道怎么处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
First of all, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
第十三节说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以那个力量就是。依靠主耶稣基督来的。
So the strength comes from the reliance on God.
所以，基督里面要给我们自由，就是让我们脱离罪。
So this in Christ we have this freedom allows us to depart from sin.
让我们可以顺服真理。
So we can obey the truth.
然后我们可以从主领受力量。
Then we can receive strength from the Lord.
那这个力量呢？我们要领受的时候，一定要在祷告当中。
And the strength when we receive it must be through prayer.
所以一个新造的人呢？他现在生命生活当中，一定有一个时间是会用在祷告的。
So this new creation, they will always use a time in their life to pray.
你看一个人如果信主以后
，If we got a person that has come to Christ,
他不会祷告的。他如果不祷告了
，If he does not pray,
他很自然的不久之后就会变成那个固态复发，他又回到他原来的样子去了。
Naturally, he will revert to his old ways.
就算读圣经好了。
And even if he reads the Bible,
读一读会越读越不明白。
And then the more you read, the more you feel like you can't understand.
就是会觉得好像怎么到处都是互相冲突。
And you feel that the Bible starts contradicting itself.
然后就觉得没有滋味了。
And you feel like there's no interest in it anymore.
很自然的又没有力量去过一个更新的生命哦。
And naturally, you will have no strength to live a renewed life.
回到原来的自我去，老的那个我那边又回来了。
And you revert to your old self.
所以没有祷告就没有力量。
And so if you don't pray, you will not have strength.
所以今天这个自由要能一直持续，一定要能够付出努力的。
And so this to keep hold on to this freedom, then we need to put forth the effort.
这个叫做得到天国。
And this is to obtain heaven.
你看，所以主耶稣说，天国是要给谁啊
？So the Lord said, "Who shall obtain heavenly kingdom?"
天国不是就自由的吗？就是有恩典的吗
？And within the heavenly kingdom is freedom.
天国要给那个努力得到，要努力的人得到。
And those heavenly kingdoms is for those who to pursue it.
那这个努力其实在真理上，在祷告上下功夫的。
And to pursue it means that you must spend time and effort into in prayer.
哦，所以以弗所书第三章啊。
And if you look at Ephesians,
以弗所书第三章
，Ephesians chapter 3.
你看这个力量啊。
So we see a strength.
就是靠着祷告，借着圣灵得到。
And strength is received through the prayer.
第十六节
，Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
17节说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里面，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
所以这个就是你看能够一直在这个自由当中享受神的爱跟神的恩典的关键点。
And so this is the key point for us to continue to abound in the love and the blessings of God.
新造的人是要一直都是新的。
And to be a new creation, we must always be renewed.
如果没有去努力，等一下就变旧了。
And if we let go of our pursuit and our effort, then we become old.
要靠着圣灵每一天不断的更新。
So we must through the Holy Spirit, we must continue to renew ourselves every day.
那每一天就得力量。
And every day we will have renewed strength.
那我们就有办法对我们的情欲说不，对罪恶说不。
Then we can have a strength to say no to our desires.
那这个叫做自由。
And this is true freedom.
所以我们有力量。
So if we have strength,
一直跟着耶稣基督。
And to continue to follow Christ.
主耶稣就在我们旁边。
And God will be with us.
与我们同行。
And He will walk with us.
带我们进入真的最后他的国度里面去。
And He will allow us and walk with us to enter into His heavenly kingdom.
所以得到在基督里面得到自由，就是真的得力量顺服真理。
And so to receive freedom is to have the strength.
我们现在接下来再看回来加太书第五章。
Let's turn back to Galatians chapter 5.
第五章第十三节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
这里说，他说，不可以将你们的自由当中放纵情欲的机会。
Verse 13 mentions that we do not use our liberty as an opportunity for the flesh.
他说总要用爱心互相服侍。
But through love serve one another.
第十四节说，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话里。
14 For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
十五节说你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
15 But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
所以这里我们看到说，当我们得到力量以后，会对罪恶说不，这是消极的。
So this is something natural for us to say no to our desires once we have gained strength.
可是接下来要很积极的能够用爱心彼此服侍。
But we need to use our love to serve one another.
我们真的能够有主耶稣那种怜悯的心肠去关心那个需要帮助的。
To have the heart of Christ, to have compassion on those who need to be loved.
爱人如己这句话他说把全律法都包进去了。
And here it mentions that love your neighbor as yourself is the law fulfilled in one word.
神的律法十诫你归纳成两个大原则而已。
And so if you look at the Ten Commandments, it can be split into two categories.
要信心、尽力、尽意去爱主我们的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your soul.
所以爱神表示会照神的吩咐，会照神的规矩来做的。
And to love God means that you will do according to what He pleases.
什么时候该敬拜神就敬拜神。
When to worship God, you will do so.
神要我们怎么去敬拜他，我们就用他的方法。
And whatever method God instructs us to worship Him,
we
will do so.
我们会一直很尊重神的这个名。
We have respect for the name of God.
接下来他说要爱人如己。
And the second part is to love others as yourself.
所以对人来说，我们就活出基督的形象，很有爱心，很怜悯。
To live out the image of Christ, to have this love for one another.
可是又要很圣洁、很公义的。
But we must also do this with righteousness and holiness.
有爱心，可是又是很有原则哦。
And so we must have love, but we also have these standards.
就是有 principle 的，就是不是乱爱的啦。所以我们爱人是要在真理里面爱。相爱的。
So when you love someone, then you must love based on the foundation of the truth.
所以说，你看这里说，这个自由就是我们有力量去服侍别人。
And so this liberty, this freedom allows us to serve one another.
所以有时候我们在弟兄姐妹在教会里面的生活，就是我们在彼此服侍啊。
And sometimes in our church lives, we serve one another.
其实我们就在行道理。
Then we are living the words.
真正的自由就是把那个道理行出来。有力量行出来。
True freedom is to have the strength to live out the word of God.
所以自由不是说我们现在好了，有时间，然后做什么
？So true freedom is like not we have extra time. What should we do now?
不是在家里面就消磨时间啊，来 shopping 啊。
It's not to go shopping.
来满足自己的那个嗜好啊，想做什么就做什么。
It's not to fulfill what we desire to do.
不会，我们不会浪费生命的。
We will not waste our lives.
而是会真的把这个生命投在神的旨意底上。
But we will invest our lives into what God has planned for us.
我们会真的彼此服侍。
And we will serve one another.
那我们在服侍当中，我们就成长。
And when we serve one another, we will continue to grow.
在我们有时候在服侍的时候，才会看到自己的不足。
And sometimes in our life of servitude, we see our own shortcomings.
我们在彼此服侍的时候，我们就是说，才发现说，其实我们 有时候会看到形形色色的人，每个人的 style 都不一样。
So sometimes when we're serving, we notice the different styles of other servitude.
但是我们是彼此服侍，所以我们是从对方身上也学到东西的。
But we are serving one another, so we can learn from the other's good points.
所以我们其实是互相在成长，一起在成长。
And so we can continue to grow together and learn from each other.
好，所以我们会看到那个会服侍人的人哦，他都会变得成熟。
So we see that those who know how to serve others are very mature.
然后他就比较能够掌握那个状况。
They are able to see the whole situation.
那有时候我们不参与圣工的时候，有时候我们就搞不清楚
，sometimes
什么时候该做什么事。
A lot of times, if we do not participate in holy work, we lose ourselves.
在这个身说之间，有时候就拿不准了。
And we don't know when to go in or when to come out.
那其实我们在服侍的时候，越服侍我们就越喜乐，我们就越成熟了。
And but if we continue to serve, the more joyful we are, and the more we will grow.
所以基督给我们的自由就是要让我们可以在服事上面得成长。
And so this freedom in Christ allows us to grow in our servitude.
第五章的第十六节。
So in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
他说我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
16, I say then, walk in spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
17节，情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵跟情欲相争的。
17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
然后这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能够做所愿意做的。
And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
第十八节说，但你们若被灵引导，就不在律法以下了。
18, but if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law.
所以这个自由就是让我们可以真的做愿我们所愿意做的。
So this freedom allows us to do what we will.
我们如果顺服圣灵去做
If we submit to the Spirit,
我们会发现，我们越行出这个道理，我们就越老练，我们就越有力量。
And we notice that if we walk in the Spirit, then we will receive more strength.
我们会像主耶稣基督会忍耐的。
And we will have the patience of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以有时候我们缺乏经验的时候，我们就忍不下去哦。
Many times, if we lack experience, then we feel like we cannot go on.
哦，我该做的，做不下去。
Well, we are unable to carry out what we're supposed to do.
不该做的偏偏去做。
And we do what we are not supposed to do.
但是主耶稣今天他给我们这个自由，是我们可以做我们愿意做的好事。
This freedom that our Lord Jesus Christ gives us today is to do the good will.
被圣灵引导。
And to walk with the Spirit.
就不在律法底下。
And we are no longer under the law.
就是已经超越了。
And we surpassed the law.
它规定了很多东西没有错。
And we surpassed what the law has required us to do.
但是我们的心已经真的是跟主连在一起的时候。
But when our heart is with God.
我们就不会觉得说这些规矩很痛苦，限制我们的什么东西。
We will feel that these laws and these rules are not something difficult for us to keep.
我们会觉得说我现在有主耶稣跟我在一起的时候，什么事情都很简单，很自由。
You feel like when the Lord Jesus Christ is with us, then anything is easy for us to accomplish.
这个就是保罗他的例子啊。
And this is the example that Paul has given to us.
你看他被关在监牢里面。
He was imprisoned.
肉体上他失去自由。
And physically, Paul lost his freedom.
可是他心里面他就很自由。
But he had liberty in his heart.
他一点也不会伤心，不会跟神抱怨。
And he was not feeling sorrowful in his heart and did not complain to God.
他在监牢里面，他还是这样喜乐的唱诗，人家囚犯听了还很感动。
And in prison, he was able to praise God, praise and worship God, and it touched the hearts of the other inmates.
因为他心里面喜乐的。
Because within his heart was joy.
所以他的颂赞，就有力量。
So his praise had power, authority.
好，所以这个自由让我们可以生发出力量来。
So this freedom will allow us to express our
因为他心里面真的是跟主在一起，没有所谓被关起来的问题的。
And because Paul's heart was in one with Christ, so he did not feel that he was in prison.
所以主耶稣基督他要赐给我们圣灵，让我们可以顺服圣灵的引导。
And so Lord Jesus Christ has given us the Holy Spirit, so we can be led by the Spirit.
在基督里面，我们如果顺服圣灵引导，真的我们就事情什么每一件事情都很简单。
And if we are able to be walk and to be led by the Spirit, then everything will be smooth.
因为圣灵是保惠师。
Because the Holy Spirit
随时跟我们同在。
Is our helper and he will always stay with us.
帮助我们克服种种的我们人看起来很困难的事。
He will help us overcome what we deem as difficult.
那我们不会再顺服情欲的事了。
Then we will no longer submit ourselves to our desires.
所以反过来会很积极的去结出圣灵的果实来。
And we will feel the urge and the need to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
所以 有基督的基督成形在我们心里面的一个表现，一定是结出圣灵果子。
So if we have this image of Christ in our hearts, then we will bear the fruit of the Spirit.
那这个也就是在基督里面被释放得自由的表现。
And this is also an action that will naturally occur when you have freedom in Christ.
不会再去行犯罪，不会再去行恶事。
You no longer sin or do evil.
而是很积极的去结出圣灵的果子来。
You have this urge to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
去彰显出主的形象在我们身上。
And to bear the light, a likeness of image of Christ in our lives.
哦，所以第二十二节，圣灵的果子：仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
23节说温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
23, gentleness, self-control, against such there is no law.
就是这个就是。被圣灵引导的时候已经超越律法。
So this is what happens when you surpass the law after being led by the Spirit.
我们得自由的人
For those who have gained liberty,
就是把肉体跟肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上。
We have nailed all our desires of the flesh onto the cross.
所以其实有时候我们要想想，诶，我们在基督里面信主后，我们会不会觉得说，我们好像没有自由，好像我想做，但是想到神生气，哎呦，那我还是不要好了。我们有时候会有这种顾虑。
So we must think to ourselves that some do we often feel like once coming we come to Christ we feel we are bounded by the laws that He has set for us.
问题在哪里
？But where is the problem?
其实我们是知道什么是可以做，什么不可以做。
So we know what we should do and what we ought not to do.
但是有时候我们还是会觉得有点这样子不太甘愿。
But we feel very uneasy and unwilling to submit.
其实是因为。我们还没有真正把肉体跟肉体的心思钉在十字架上。
It is because we have not nailed our desires to the cross.
我们还没有办法真的完全顺服圣灵而行事。
We are unable to submit and to be led by the Spirit.
这就是我们要今天要不断灵修的原因之一啊。
And this is the one of the main reasons we must continue to cultivate ourselves.
但有时候我们还是会有这种肉体的情欲出现的。
And there will still be times when we have these fleshly desires.
因为毕竟不会一下子完全的变得很好。
Because we will not through one day become a perfect person.
你看，有时候我们还是会贪图虚名啊。
Sometimes we still desire our.
第二十六节那里说，有时候贪图虚浮的荣耀。
We seek our own glories.
有时候我们还是会彼此惹气啊。
Sometimes we will still anger one another.
有时候还是会互相嫉妒啊。
We will have jealousies.
但这些。其实我们如果能够真的把它钉十字架，把自己这个邪情私欲钉上去，越来越少，钉死不会的。
We can nail our works of the flesh to the cross, then our desires will decrease.
所以我们要得到真正的自由。
So we must gain this true freedom.
一定有这个相对的努力在那。
We must put forth the effort.
那这样子我们在行出道理的这个生活越来越圣洁。
Then when we are living out and carrying out our lives, then we will naturally become more holy.
我们会敬畏神的。
And we will obey God.
常常去反省自己的生活到底怎么一回事。
We will after ponder on the problems that we have in our lives.
所以第六章第四节说，第六章第四节说，你个人应当要查验自己的行为。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 4, we must examine ourselves.
常常去反省我现在过什么样的日子呢？
We examine what kind of lives do we lead.
那我有没有自我欺骗呢？
Have we deceived ourselves?
明明这个东西不行，我没有说没有关系，神会原谅我，神知道的。
We submit to our desires, thinking that God is okay with it.
第七节说，六章第七节说，不要自欺哦，神是轻慢不得的。
Number seven, Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么呢
？For whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
所以我们在主基督里面得到自由。
So when we receive the freedom in Christ,
我们今天其实我们会生活越来越简单。
Our lives will naturally become more simple.
我们的欲望会越来越少。
Our desires will become less.
我们犯罪的机会会越来越减低的。
It would also decrease our chances of sinning.
我们就会很注意我们今天的脚要走去哪里。
And we'll be careful where our feet will trod.
我们的嘴巴要说什么。
And what our mouth should speak.
不该说的就不会说。
We will not speak what we should not.
不该看的就不会去看。
We will not look at what we should not.
这就是基督里面给我们的自由。
And this is the freedom that we
我们该做的我们会很尽力的去做。
What we should do, we will naturally strive toward.
我们的心理力量刚强起来，真的是神的仆人。
We have strength in our heart, and we will become a true servant of God.
该生气的时候生气。
We will be anger when it is appropriate.
该有爱心的时候就非常的温柔。
And when it is time for us to love, we will be very gentle.
所以六章的第一节说，你看，如果有那个人偶然被过犯所胜，我们就用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
So verse 6, for those who are led astray, we use our warmth to bring them back.
但是我们自己会很小心，不会这样子很随便。
But we will be careful of our
恐怕我们自己被引诱，是恐怕我们这个在这个神的圣洁上有缺陷。
We consider ourselves lest we be tempted.
我们真的会彼此相爱，互相担待。
Then we will continue to support and encourage one another.
我们这是主耶稣基督他所给我们的一个恩典。
And this is a grace that was given to us by Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要一起来做新造的人。
So we can all become a new creation.
让神的平安。他的恩典随时跟我们同在。
So his peace and grace can forever abide with us.
让我们真的越来越体会主耶稣真的很关心我们。
So we can experience the love that God has
for us. 他不愿意我们在罪里面受辖制的。
He no longer wants us to be in the bondage of sin.
希望我们都能够像保罗这样，这里在六章十四节所说的。
So we can all be like what Paul has mentioned in Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
不夸别的啦。
So we do not boast.
只夸主耶稣基督的十字架。
We only boast on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为就我而言，世界已经钉在十字架上了。
By whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
但是就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上了。
For by the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
那表示，那我现在活着，就是新的人了。
So
旧的我已经钉死了。
So the old self has been nailed to the cross.
真的，现在基督在我里面活着。
And Christ is now dwelling in us.
我们是一个新造的，是一个自由的。
We are a new creation, one of freedom.
那么一起来为主耶稣活着。
So let us all live for Christ.
再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
472首。
Let us sing him 472.
我们继续为教会的各项圣工祷告。
Let's all continue to pray for the various holy work of the church.
要特别为教会宣道的工作祷告。
Let's pray for the evangelism of the church.
虽然我们灵恩布道会刚刚结束。
Although our evangelical services had just concluded.
这个时候就是我们准备秋季灵恩布道会的时候。
This is the time we prepare ourselves for the fall ESC.
我们要不断的祷告，求主耶稣来带领我们。
Let's continue to pray for God to help us.
我们彼此代祷。
And let us all intercede for one another.
让我们在信心上更坚固。
So we can be strengthened in the faith.
让我们的生活更圣洁。
And our life can be more holy.
让我们对道理更认识。
And so we can be more understanding of the truth.
我们现在一起同心祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray in one accord.